KSJE and the Farmington Public Library present Quinto's Hana and Tales.
Hello, my name is Beth Troxel, and I'm from the Farmington Public Library. I'm here to read you some books from our collection. The books that I picked out today is called Little Red Hot. This is a twisted fairy tale, and this is by Eric A. Kimmel. So see if you can figure out what fairy tale this is based off of. So this is Little Red Hot. Once upon a time, there was a little bitty Texas gal called Little Red Hot. Folks called her that because she loved to eat red hot chili peppers. She ate peppers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She ate pepper ice cream for dessert. She had hot pepper cake for her birthday with jalapenos on top instead of candles. Folks used to say that Little Red Hot could eat fire out of a stove. Little Red Hot would answer, "No, I wouldn't do that. Fire ain't hot enough." One day, Little Red Hot's mama said to her, "Little Red Hot, I heard from Grandma today. She's feeling poorly. I think she has a cold. Could you drop by and look in on her? She'd feel so much better to see you." "I'll do that, Mama," Little Red Hot said. "I'll bake a hot pepper pie, Grandma's favorite. It'll knock those cold germs right out of her." Little Red Hot got busy in the kitchen. In no time at all, she had mixed up a hot pepper pie. She used Louisiana hot sauce instead of milk and filled the crust with eggs, cheese, and the hottest chili peppers she could find. Jalapeno peppers that would make a grown man weep. Tabasco peppers that could knock over a longhorn. Habanero peppers that could take the paint off a wall. And any Indian peppers, one of the hottest peppers in the world. Each one came with a warning label. Little Red Hot put the pie in the oven to bake. She didn't have to turn the oven on. That pie was so hot, it baked itself. Little Red Hot got on her pony and set off for Grandma's house. Along the way, she met up with Pecos Bill and his cowboys. "Hey, Little Red Hot, where are you going?" they called to her. "I'm taking a hot pepper pie to Grandma. She has a cold," Little Red Hot said. "Now you be careful on your way to Grandma's house," said Pecos Bill. "We just talked to three little tamales. They say that Señor Lobo, the big bad wolf, is prowling around the neighborhood. You keep an eye out for him." "I'll do that, Pecos Bill," Little Red Hot promised. No sooner had Pecos Bill and the cowboys ridden out of sight when Little Red Hot saw a big gray animal loping toward her. "Hold it right there. Don't you come any closer," Little Red Hot yelled. "I know who you are. You're Señor Lobo. Pecos Bill warned me about you." The big gray animal stopped running. "You got me all wrong, miss," he said. "I'm not Señor Lobo. I'm Señor Coyote. I may be tricky, but I wouldn't hurt a fly." "You're mighty big for a coyote," Little Red Hot said. "You're a mighty smart little girl, and pretty, too. Where are you going?" "I'm going to visit my grandma. She's feeling poorly," said Little Red Hot. "What a good girl you are. You tell your grandma I hope she feels better." And off he went. Of course, that big gray animal wasn't Señor Coyote at all. He was Señor Lobo, and Little Red Hot had no business talking to him. But it was too late to do anything about that now. Even worse, Señor Lobo knew a shortcut that took him straight to Grandma's house. He stepped up to the front door and knocked. "Little Red Hot, is that you?" Grandma said. Señor Lobo made his voice sound like Little Red Hot's. "Yes, Granny, I heard you were sick. I hope you're feeling better." I feel better already now that you're here. Come on in. Señor Lobo did just that. Grandma let out a yelp when she saw him. Grandma was sick, but she wasn't slow. She jumped out the window and ran. I'll catch her later, Señor Lobo said. He rummaged through Grandma's clothes until he found a spare nightcap and nightgown. He put them on and hopped into bed just as Little Red Hot arrived. Howdy, Grandma. It's Little Red Hot. I'm sorry you don't feel good. Why is your front door open?
To let in the breeze, darling. To let in the breeze, Señor Lobo said.
I brought you a surprise, Grandma. Little Red Hot went into the kitchen. She cut a big wedge of hot pepper pie and put it on a plate. She carried it to Grandma's room. Señor Lobo laid on the bed with the covers pulled up to his nose. Little Red Hot looked at him real hard.
Grandma, what big eyes you got?
The better to see you with, darling, Señor Lobo said.
Grandma, what big ears you got?
The better to hear you with, darling, Señor Lobo said.
Grandma, what big teeth you got? Now don't say another word, 'cause I know what they're for, said Little Red Hot.
What are they for, darling? Señor Lobo asked.
They're for eating this hot pepper pie I just made for you.
Little Red Hot shoved that wedge of pie into Señor Lobo's mouth. To say he yelled wouldn't do him justice. He hollered so loud, space aliens could have heard him over in the next galaxy. He didn't go out the front or the back. He shot straight up like a rocket, right through the ceiling of Grandma's bedroom, trailing fire and smoke as he went. That's when Pecos Bill and the cowboys arrived.
Grandma told us Señor Lobo came by. Where is he?
Little Red Hot pointed up at the hole in the ceiling. He went that away. I don't suppose he'll be back. Would y'all like to stay for supper? I got hot pepper pie for everyone.
No thanks, Little Red Hot, Pecos Bill and the cowboy said. We're brave all right, but not that brave.
So Little Red Hot and her grandma ate that hot pepper pie all by themselves, every last crumb. And guess what? It knocked those cold germs flat out, just as Little Red Hot had promised. So that is Little Red Hot by Eric A. Kimmel. So I enjoyed that so much, I decided to read another book by him. This is another fractal fairy tale, and it is called Rattlestiltskin by Eric A. Kimmel. Making tortillas is an art. Oh yes, you can buy tortillas in the store. However, they're just not the same as when lovingly made by hand. Thin as flower petals and light as baby's breath. My daughter Rosalia makes the best tortillas, Senora Gonzalez told her friends after church. They're so light, they float like clouds.
Come on, you're telling stories, Senora Menendosa said. Even I can't make tortillas like that, and everyone knows my tortillas are the best in town.
Were the best, Senora Gonzalez said.
Indeed.
Everyone turned to see who had spoken. It was Don Ignacio, Al Patron, the richest man in town.
I love tortillas, Don Ignacio said. I have searched all my life for the perfect tortilla. If your daughter's tortillas really float like clouds, her fortune is made. Send her to my hacienda tomorrow. I wish to see what she can do.
Ay, Mama, why did you tell such tales? Rosalia cried
when she learned what had happened. "Your tortillas almost float, mija," Rosalia's mother said. "Just make them a little thinner, and maybe they will. Go to the hacienda and try your best." "Que sera, sera. What will be, will be." Rosalia knocked on the hacienda door. Don Ignacio greeted her. He led her outside to the adobe oven. A table held mixing bowls, masa, water, a griddle, everything she needed to make tortillas. "Call me when the tortillas are done. I want to see them float," said Don Ignacio.
"What if they don't?" Rosalia asked.
"Watch out. They'd better for your sake. I don't like braggarts or liars." Don Ignacio then left, leaving Rosalia alone.
"What if I fail? Will he make me walk across the desert barefoot? Will he stick me full of cactus spines? Will he make me eat hot chili peppers until smoke comes out of my nose? I better get busy."
Rosalia started making tortillas. They were light and as thin as she could make them, but none of them floated. Rosalia didn't know what to do.
"Please, Miss Tortillas, float," she cried.
"What's going on? You want your tortillas to float? They'll float if you really want them to." A strange little man popped out of the oven. He was as short as a stump and dressed in rattlesnake skins. The buttons on his clothes were rattlesnake rattles. They rattled and buzzed as he smoked. "I can make floating tortillas," the stranger said, brushing off the cinders. "It's no problem at all. What will you do for me if I teach you the secret?"
"I'll do anything you ask," Rosalia said.
"It's a deal," said the little snake man with a wicked grin. He whispered a few words in her ear. Then the two set to work. Within minutes, tortillas were floating in the air. The little snake man tipped his hat and climbed back in the oven. "See you later," he said. "Remember your promise." Don Ignacio was amazed to see the floating tortillas. He ate them all, though it was difficult to keep them on his plate. He told Rosalia, "Come live here at the hacienda. You'll be rich. You won't have to do anything but make tortillas."
"I like that," Rosalia said.
Rosalia moved into the hacienda. She enjoyed living in beautiful rooms, wearing lovely clothes, and having servants wait on her day and night. Rosalia was so happy. All she had to do was make floating tortillas whenever Don Ignacio's friends came by. That was easy now that she knew the secret. She completely forgot about the little snake man. Then one day, she looked up, and there he was.
"What do you want?" Rosalia asked. He pointed a snaky finger at her.
"You!"
"Me? Why?"
"Me and my brothers live in a shack out in the cactus," the little snake man said. "We're tired of living in a pig pen and wearing filthy clothes. We're tired of making our own tortillas, whether or not they float. We want a maid to keep house for us, to cook our food and wash the floor and mend our socks and scrub our dirty underwear. You're the one."
"No, I'm not. Find someone else," Rosalia said.
"You promised," the little snake man said.
"No, I didn't. You tricked me."
"A promise is a promise. But just to be fair, I'll give you 3 chances to guess my name. If you can do it, I'll go away and never come back. Now, what's my name?" Rosalia looked the little snake man over. "Is it Hernando?" "Nope. That's one." Guillermo? "That's 2. Is it Alejandro?" "That's 3. You didn't guess it. Let's go."
"That wasn't fair at all," Rosalia said. "You hardly gave me time to think. I want 3 more guesses."
Take it easy. It won't help you, the little snake man said. I'll come by tomorrow. See you then. Hasta luego. Rosalia tried to answer, hasta la vista, but the words stuck in her throat. Rosalia spent the next day in the library studying a book of names. The door opened and the little snake man walked in.
What's my name? He asked.
Rosalia turned the pages of her book. Is your name Propio?
That's one.
Is it Rigoberto?
That's two.
Is it Mihail?
That's three. You used up all your guesses. Let's go.
Just a minute, Rosalia replied. There are thousands of names. Six guesses isn't enough. You have to give me another chance.
Another, but no more, the little snake man said. If you can't guess my name tomorrow, you're coming with me. Hasta mañana.
Poor Rosalia. She only had three guesses left. Rosalia decided to run away. Maybe she could find somewhere to hide where the little snake man could never find her. She left the hacienda before dawn. Rosalia walked and walked, and by the time the sun went down, she was way out in the desert. The only building for miles around was a tumble-down shack. She heard a fiddle playing. Maybe the fiddler would help her get to the next town. Rosalia walked up to the shack. The fiddling grew louder. Rosalia peeked in the window. She saw 24 little men having a square dance. The fiddler stood on a table, stomping his feet as he called out the steps.
It was the little snake man.
Promenade and don't be slow. What's my name? I'll bet you know. Shout the answer loud and plain.
And the little men yelled together, Rattlestiltskin, that's your name.
So that's his name, said Rosalia.
Rattlestiltskin. Someone's peeking in the window, one of the little men cried. They poured out of the shack, chasing after Rosalia. But Rosalia could run fast. She soon left the little men behind. She ran until she saw the lights of the hacienda. And as she ran, she said the word over and over again with each step so she wouldn't forget. Rattlestiltskin, Rattlestiltskin, Rattlestiltskin. That evening, Rosalia was sitting by the window when who came through the door but the little snake man.
Last three guesses. What's my name?
Rosalia took a deep breath. Oh, dear, is your name Garcialso?
That's one.
Is your name Rodrigo?
That's two. Let's go.
I still have one more guess, Rosalia said. She closed her eyes tight. Is your name Rattlestiltskin? The little snake man stomped his feet. His rattlesnake buttons began buzzing.
How did you know? Somebody told you.
Never mind how I know, Rosalia said. I guessed your name. Our business is done. Stop complaining and don't slam the door on your way out. But the little snake man didn't go out the door. His cheeks puffed out, and his hair stood up. He began rattling and buzzing until he rattled and buzzed himself to pieces. An empty snake skin was all that remained. Rosalila never saw the little snake man again. Don Ignacio and all his friends agreed that Rosalia made the best tortillas in the land, even if they were hard to keep on the plate. Mama moved into the hacienda, and she and Rosalia lived happily ever after. As for the little snake man, some say he's still around. Folks claim to run into him from time to time. If you ever do, be careful making promises and keep in mind the words to that song. Promenade and don't be slow. What's his name? I'll bet you know. Shout the answer loud and plain. Rattlestiltskin is his name. The end. So that was Rattlestiltskin by Eric A. Kimmel.
So thank you so much for listening. My name is Beth Troxel from the Farmington Public Library. Stop by and check out some of our books, or you can also download books from our website. You can go to www.infoway.org. The books that I read today were Rattlestiltskin by Eric A. Kimmel and Little Red Hot by Eric A. Kimmel. Thank you for listening.
This has been Quintos Hana and Tales, presented by the Farmington Public Library and KSJE 90.9 FM.